It's titled 238, A Glimpse into the Eclipse, and it was written, shot, and produced by SIU Carbondale students Marsha Kuhlman and Malia Bailey. And Bailey says they literally spent thousands of hours on this project.
Originally, Marsha and I were employed with New Student Programs, and we had also been asked to do the SIU social media for that day. I had my camera, she had her phone. We were going around talking to folks on the lawn, folks from different research teams throughout the nation that had came. And we originally were going to put together a short 2-minute clip of just basically a conglomeration of all of the stuff that we had taken that day to just show our boss. And then we had spoken to one of the different research representatives, and they're like, hey, like, this would be cool if you made a short documentary about it. And we were like, that got us thinking, like, What can we do with this? Like, where can we take this? And so as we proceeded to start interviewing people and getting more and more interviews, we started with the assistant director of New Student Programs, and it kind of grew. We got Jeff McGoy, the assistant dean of students, and then we finally worked our way up to the chancellor. And every single person that we spoke to had a different eclipse that they saw. Every single person that we spoke to did not have the same event that they experienced. And as it grew and as it expanded and as it became what it is now, we almost felt obligated to have to tell it, because it's our duty to be able to share all of these different experiences that people have had.
The music in the film was composed by SIU music student Caleb Gomes, and his music did what the moving images could not.
He has been so useful, and if we didn't have him, I don't know where we would be. It would definitely not be the same film. It wouldn't be able to capture the same emotion, because he has been able to put how we feel into music. One of the things that I've loved about music the most is that it can say what words can't, and he has been able to capture what we haven't even been able to say. We would give him a few emotions, like, this is how we felt during the day, this is kind of what we're wanting to tell, and he would just run with it. I believe whenever we were like, hey, we're doing this documentary, we'd love for you to score it, that night, he sent us 6 different themes that he was like, okay, like, this is awesome. This is what I'm thinking of. Like, how does this sound? We're like, Marsha and I were freaking out that night because we had struck gold. Caleb has been the perfect completing factor of this project.
How did a radio television major and a physiology major get together on this?
That's been one of the most commonly asked questions of us whenever we've spoken to anyone about this. They're like, wait, you make sense. She doesn't. But I cannot see myself doing this without her. She's been such an instrumental part. She's put up with me. I cannot even tell you how many times I've texted her at 3 a.m, 4 a.m, just, oh my gosh, I just thought of this. We have to do this. And then I'll get a text from her at like 6 a.m, be like, dude, you need to sleep. But that's awesome. We met through New Student Programs. We were both orientation leaders over the summer. And as I said, we were both asked to work on the eclipse and do the social media for the day of the eclipse. We had fought tooth and nail to get the day of the Comic-Con, which we were lucky to be able to do. And then we were like, okay, we might as well just keep going with the eclipse. And we had it. And she's been there every step of the way. Just because she's a physiology major does not mean she doesn't know anything about media. She's learned almost as much as I have on this project. She's been the other half of this. There's, for myself at least, one of my favorite things to do is to watch someone talk about what they're passionate about. And this event was so passionate for so many people. Like, so many people had put so many different parts of themselves into it. So many different organizations had worked together. And this event touched so many people. It was one of the first transcontinental eclipses in, I believe, 99 years. It touched almost everyone in the United States. We had an influx of 30,000 people in it that came to Carbondale.
The free screening starts at 7 p.m. Friday night, December 1st. I'm Kevin Boucher.